Still with crops, on yesterday's program, Scott Mears, insect management specialist with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, discussed the latest insect maps, Bertha armyworm, grasshopper, and cabbage seed pod weevil. Mears says scouting is extremely important, but he says it's also important to check out these and other maps during the growing season.
Always, always, always important to scout. The maps give us general guidelines, but decisions have to be made on a field-by-field, case-by-case situation. We can't look at a map and say we're going to have to do something. What the map says is the risks are high or low. So when the risks are high, then you're more on top of your scouting. When they're lower, you can maybe relax a little bit. So it's more a guideline. Every decision for control has to be made field-to-field.
And some of those maps are actually updated during the growing season. Which ones are those?
So we have a number of maps that are updated through the growing season. The big one is the Bertha armyworm, and it's really important to follow that one because it gives us about a 2 to 3 week head start on where the actual outbreaks will be. So that one will have about 300 sites across the province next year, and that hopefully will point out to us which areas are at highest risk. That's the one, really the big one to watch. We also do diamondback moth that's live through the year. We have a live cabbage seed pod weevil, and we have live for cutworms. And we also have a small pheromone monitoring thing for wheat midge, and that sort of shows when the activity ramps up on wheat midge. But the big one to watch next year is definitely the Bertha armyworm.
To check out the maps, go to agriculture.alberta.ca/bugs-pest.